instruct the Pharisees, even denying the Lord who brought them, and bring on themselves civil instructions. And many will follow their instructions, way, because of whom the way of truth will be blessed. By covenants, they will support you in your seven words. For a long time, their judgment has not been out, and their instruction does not suffer. He tells them, he says, there were false prophets among people. And here's the sad news about it, is there are going to be false teachers among you. And when he talks about among you, I believe he's talking about inside the church. He said, there are going to be false teachers among you. They're going to try to lead you to destroy it. He said, they will simply bring in the destructive heresy. Well, they're not going to come in and tell you right off the bat, I'm a false teacher. They're not going to come in that way. They're going to come in and they will slowly lead you away from the path of truth and the path of righteousness and God's or Christ's doctrine or his teaching. And that's the reason why he's running to them. You need to know what Christ's doctrine is. What his teaching is, what it's about, so that your will not be led astray. And he said that these false teachers have their own personal views or opinions, which are destructive, and these do not agree with the revelation of the gospel. Okay? They will tell you some things, and more or less they're going to be kind of faithful sometimes, but they will lead you astray. By getting you away from the true gospel. And if you don't know the gospel, then you're going to be really persuaded to follow it. And if you look at how things have progressed, I look at the last 50 years, I am amazed how fast that the doctrine of the world has come into the church. The Christians have left the faith, more or less. They have slid, and they're teaching all kinds of stuff that you would never thought about 50 years ago that they would be teaching themselves. But they are. And now you're probably on the generation where you have some kids and they don't go to church. Nobody. It used to come on special holidays and special occasions and stuff like that, or once a month, but now they don't even practice at all. They've been persuaded not only from the transcendental and false teachers, but from also those on the outside of the world, too, have led them astray and how they downplay Christ. This is what he's talking about. They will bring destructive heresies among them. They're going to lead you away from the path or off the path, then you're going to be on the path of destruction. You're not going to be on the path of righteousness or death or eternal home with Christ because you're not following him. Because you're following these fables, these false teachers, their heresies, what they're bringing in. Of not the teaching of the true gospel or the true doctrine of Christ, but they're false. And so, what path are you taking now? You're on a path to destruction. And he says, get to the point, even denying the Lord who bought them. Christ curses the church with his blood. You know that. If Christ did not shed his blood, none of us would be redeemed. There would be no redemption. We would all be under destruction, so we're all sinned. But Christ purchased the church with his blood. Christians are bought with a cross, and that's his blood. The precious blood of Christ is that by which men are redeemed. Christ died for the whole world. We just didn't persuaded by error and not by truth. We don't have a conviction for truth. It's easier to live the lie and not the truth. And that's the only way to persuade you to love us. And he talked about, and they bring on themselves swift destruction. The destruction is themselves. They're not forcing you. You get no mental health yourself. When judgment comes, you can't go out and say, he wants the one that led me astray. Can't do it. But you fall. Why did you fall? Why didn't you check and see that he was leading you down the path of destruction? Why didn't you check it? Why didn't you ask him about this? Why didn't you ask him about that? And see what the truth was. But you did. You just went along with it. Because it was the easiest path to take. A Christian life is not easy. It's hard. But as we talk about, and we were talking about, the reward as a person. First, the reward is so great if you just hold on. Because we're talking about eternity. and he's my master, and I obey my master and do what my master says, nothing else. I listen to him. And how are you going to listen to him? You got the Bible. You got the Scripture. He laid it out for you. And Peter is trying to help these people to understand some things here. About, I mean, he's right to these writers. I mean, he's
reject it?
Reject it. You need to think about the thing before you do the thing. It's hard to do. You react. You see it all the time on the news, videos, and everything. People react to road rage, or whatever, shootings, or whatever. I don't care. They react. What are they doing? Then later on, I said, well, I can understand and see that. Comes back to self-control. And how do you have self-control? As I was telling God, look at the examples in the Bible. Look at Christ, look at Paul, look at Peter, look at their teachers, apostles, the teachers, how they work. If you want to follow somebody as an example, and look how they handle certain situations. That's how you are to handle these situations out there. Give me a glass of water, a cup of water for me.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. He, John, take it on. Thank
you.
Okay, I think not anybody, but I can't really bad. False teachers. He's preaching to them and teaching them about false teachers that are among you. So they need to be careful. The only way to be careful is to know the word of truth. Let me just tell you, study, meditate, and study some more on the word of God. Take time. You got time to watch a 2-hour movie or something like that? You got 2 hours to spend in the Lord. You got time to go to the bar there. You got time to do this. Make the time to understand what God wants you to do.
Appreciate it.
Excuse me. Somebody have a question, Thomas?
I think it's interesting how in chapter 1 he says that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. And he emphasizes how we enhance the divine nature, continue in faith, have virtue, excellent pursuit. So chapter 1 is about the divine nature. Chapter 2 talks about the carnal nature. You know? So you've got that contrast there going on.
And Peter uses a lot in contrast. I don't even know, but there's a lot of contrast in here. And you can look at a lot of things. Some of them I've kind of skipped over, and I'm going to go back to second time I see it, or third time you see it much better. But there is a lot of contrast here. If you said men will follow their destructive way, alright? Yeah, in a certain way, was in contrast with the way of the truth. That's a contrast. Good. And the destructive way is like the talking about is the physical, carnal way, the worldly way. But we are spiritually minded. So we're the way of Christ, and Christ is spirit. And remember, the way of Christ is always the truth. If you want to know the truth, if you really want to know the truth, then you want to know Christ.
You know, I think you said it best a few minutes ago. We, as you've got
take a lie to your face and not make it. I can tell you that the sun will not come out tomorrow, and they'll just say that, and they know really well, they have no idea what you're talking about. The effect of the false teacher is to lure. How do you lure somebody? You entice them, give them what they want. You see that they want this, and that's what you give them. In fact, the false teacher can lure others into a similar pattern and morality, so to bring this credit upon Christ. Their life is immoral. He's going to describe their life and how it is, their characteristics, and they are immoral people. But they're going to come across to you that they're just ordinary people, efficient, conditioned people, just like you and I. The end result of all teaching is condemnation and destruction. That's what you look for. Think about it. The older you get, you think more and more about eternity. And you don't think as much about it. But as the older you get, you think about these things. And in the last part here, he says, for a long time, their judgment has not been idle. And this is what he's going to talk about in his example, which we probably won't get to today, but we'll get to hopefully next evening. But he's